Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you on a good day.
After the hour, conversation about what's going on in the world, the focus of the Doug Steffen Good Day program today and every day with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler bring up the male side. Our motivational thought for the day today is a focus on you and how to do your best. Always have the attitude that you are doing the best you can, no matter what the circumstance, the best at everything you approach. Make it your life's rule to live and work and think your best. It's not always possible. Constant effort is needed to be first class in everything that you attempt to do. But if you do it, if you can follow that, it'll bring you to new heights. It'll bring you to new places of excellence. So if superiority is your trademark, and I don't mean the kind of superiority that we were talking about with Roberta in the last half hour, a different kind of superiority, that's a great goal. All right, so there's our motivational thought of the day. The quote of the day comes from Andy Murray, who said, quote, "I had some hair in my eye, and I wanted to get rid of it." Andy Murray is a tennis star. So outside the court, during one of the breaks in the match, he gave himself a haircut. He was up against Rafael Nadal, and I'm not sure how that turned out, but I know he got a haircut, and it looked kind of silly looking at. Yeah, have you ever given yourself a haircut? Who does that? Roberta, you ever cut your own hair?
My kids do all the time. Well, they used to.
Actually, there's a picture of me at about 2 years old sitting on the floor with a pair of scissors, and I had beautiful, long, platinum blonde hair, and I had cut it all off.
Nice going, Roberta.
My daughter, you would take anything sharp out of the room, and she would find something to cut her hair with. Mm.
Some people, well, the people who don't have hair that shave their head, that's something that they do. I know my trainer doesn't have any hair, and he shaves it, and that's pretty much the end.
Because he's going bald?
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He hasn't used Provia, you see. His problem is he hasn't used Provia. Ah. But then there are other people. My son has gone through a period. He has long hair sometimes. They have a beard, and they'll have no beard, and they have short hair. But when he has short hair, he has a clipper, and he just runs the clipper over his head, and he has all of his hair.
Well, he looks in the mirror and says, "You talking to me?"
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Our thought of the day today comes from Larry King, whose birthday is today. He's 82. Looks like he's 182.
Poughkeepsie.
"I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening." I would say he was a pretty good listener. I think the years on the radio and the television made him, or he proved that he was a good listener. His questions were often succinct, quick, and then he listens.
Do you think you're a good listener?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. What do you think?
Nice way to answer.
Yeah,
I am. Sometimes I'm a very good listener, and sometimes I'm not. It sometimes depends on the source. If it's Richie, nah, not so much.
Right.
If it's Jennifer, maybe. Roberta, I'm on the borderline sometimes there, too. All right. Let's get the latest from the French.
So mean.
Apparently, Mr. Abdelhamid Aboud is
Kabulski. Abdelhamid Aboud.
Him, too. He's done. How about that? He was killed in the police raid. They have apparently proven through the DNA of whatever was left of his body that he was the guy they were looking for.
They were really quick not to jump. They were not jumping the shark on this one. They thought they had him. Intelligence said, "Oh, you got him," but they didn't want to.
So does this mean it's over?
Liberty. No.
Do they stop looking for the rest of the people who are responsible for this, or do they keep bombing ISIM?
They keep going.
Let's stop. Let's keep going. Right.
Oh yeah.
The president of Poland says that he's going to engage in close cooperation with all the people that are working to ensure the peace and stability of Europe. So what does that say about the Russians? Because the Russians are trying to destabilize Eastern Europe, for sure. Maybe the rest of Europe.
The Russians are not liked, at least in the Czech Republic. They are not liked at all.
Well, they see them for what they really are.
Right.
Right.
The news media, plus all of the ways that we can connect now with social media, you find out pretty quickly what's going on. The only place that's not the case is in China, although I think that's changing too, if countries don't allow you to have free access, although it's almost impossible now to block it. It used to be fairly easy to block out that stuff, but you can't block it out anymore.
Well, and the history is still pretty new. I mean, Eastern Europe was just, I mean, gosh, they just were invaded by the Russians. I mean, the Czech Republic just recovered from communism in 1989. That's not that long ago.
Well, when they took over, they got out of the, both Hungary and Czechoslovakia. I remember when I was a kid, when they took over Hungary, and I remember it so well because we had, I was thinking it was a fifth or sixth grade, and we got a family that moved to Framingham, and the son was in my class. I can remember him. I don't remember his name. It was a very Czech-sounding name. I can't remember it. Hoshlabungovich or something like that. But
Avich is actually Yugoslavian.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Not Hungarian. Well, you know, all those people look the same. You've heard.
Of course.
All those names sound the same. Anyway, I remember what a great experience it was for us to learn as we struggled to help him learn English, learned how to do math, our way. He knew how to do math, but he didn't know how to. It's interesting because they teach math principles in Europe differently, or at least they did then, than we do here. It was the new math there before it was the new math here. So he was way ahead of us conceptually in math. But, you know,
so you had to dumb him down a little bit, is what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of. I guess that's a way of looking at it, Richie. Yeah. Yeah, but he was very eager to learn. He was very friendly, very naive, very sweet kid. Girls loved him. My God, did those girls in junior high school love that kid. They really did. It was because he was different. And the guys didn't know how to not like him because he was somebody who was just... He was just friendly. He was eager. He didn't have, they had no money. He came to school in horrible clothing. A lot of people, this goes back to, I don't want to get Roberta going again, but this is one of those, one of the ways in which you can help people. And I know the whole sort of school
when you
community.
See a bad dresser, it's important that intervene.
But he also, with that came an interest in, you sound like Meredith when she looks at some
is
of
that
my
what
clothes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm saying that it's that the public in the community took an interest in this family, and there were half a dozen other families that eventually came to Framingham that had come from Hungary. During the revolution, they were able to get out. And they all had the same sort of story. Fathers were good at things like tool and die, making printing, you know, the sorts of skills that we don't have as many of here as we ought to. But the Europeans are very good at that sort of thing. So anyway, they all found jobs. They found homes to live in. And they were helped to the community, paid rent until the families could have income. And we gave them food and we gave them clothing. But we wanted to, Roberta. We saw the need and we gave them help because we wanted to. The kids brought him into the circle. He was never an outcast, this kid. It was kind of amazing reality. Speaking of my hometown of Framingham, next to Framingham is a smaller town called Natick. Some people, when they look at N-A-T-I-C-K, they think Natick. One of the most famous sons of Natick, certainly the most famous who's living today, is a gentleman known as Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie went to Natick High School. I remember when he played, the arch rival is Framingham High School versus Natick High School on Thanksgiving game. And Flutie, younger, smaller guy, but he always won. The team always won because of him when he was on the team.
He was amazing, yeah.
Went to Boston College, certainly for a small guy, did very well there. And then we all know his history of playing in the NFL, and also for the Canadian League. I don't know. I'm not a football fan, but I remember him because he's a local guy. Very popular, very smart. He's very engaged in what goes on in this community. And he's very close to his parents. So it was shocking, both of his parents died. And they didn't die in a car crash. Ooh. Jennifer, I think you followed this closely than most.
Cause the dad had been sick for a while and
had
a heart attack. He died. And then the mother, an hour later, I guess because she was so upset, combined with other things going on, had the same and passed away just an hour after her husband did.
There are
pretty
stories.
Pretty incredible. You hear stories like this, but usually it's like a day or a couple
not an
of
hour.
Weeks.
Yeah.
An hour.
Yep. Some people, I think, get so close, their vibrations are so close. They get to be so close as parents, as lovers, as partners, as comrades, companions, whatever it is. And so when you hear that, you don't really get upset, or at least I didn't get upset. I thought, wow, what a wonderful way for them to stay together.
It's sad for Doug Flutie.
Yeah, right.
Now, this, I got called a smart ASSS by my mom, though, because I said, well, at least I don't have to worry about that with you and Dad. So I was actually reprimanded last night because of the story.
And here's Flutie saying, they say you can die of a broken heart, and I believe it.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the story way too often.
Do you have audio of that, Richie?
No, just he tweeted it. Yeah. They were married for 56 years.
Yep. Yep. I think he's close to 50. I don't know how many other children there are in the family.
He is,
He's pretty close to 53. Is he 53? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had siblings? I don't remember. He was the only one that was ever.
He does. He has three.
Yeah.
Denise, Bill, and Darren.
Mm-hmm. But he's highly thought of. He's a businessman locally, does a lot of commercials and stuff, still stays active with the Patriots. But it's, that he's not the story here. They are the story and what they represent. And how they did that, they lived a life of distinction with purpose. And so it's cool. What are they, 83, 84? What did you say they were? 80?
I don't know. They were. It doesn't say. They were just married for 56 years.
All right. So it's reasonable to assume that they would be probably in their 80s.
Yeah.
Which isn't okay. It's not old enough, but it's okay under the circumstances, especially given the fact that they were as close as they were. So good.
Such
good
a
sad.
So good thoughts. Yeah. Good,
yeah, exactly. A good way for us to. I mean, we don't understand what goes on after your body here ceases to exist.
We were talking about this yesterday, and my philosophy was, hey, they're together.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad for them. They are lucky they're together.
I actually don't feel bad for them. I do have sympathy. You wake up in the morning and you have both of
your,
both
parents,
and you go to bed at night and you don't have either one of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You know what it is with me, when my father died, my mother had been dead for a long time. My father died, my God, I forgot about the reference. What's today? The 19th, right? My father died on November 12th, 2004. My former wife died on November 12th, 2011. My stepsister died on November 12th, 1997.
Wow.
Has it been that long since my father died?
No, since Tony died.
Yeah,
I can't believe she died in
4 years ago.
Tony died, yeah.
Yep, 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. Pretty interesting reality,
it's
though, when you
about
think about the
numbers.
November 12th. It's like the farmers in my neighborhood, the three farmers that I remember and loved the most all died at the age of 76. Sam Mayo, who was like my second father, died at 76. Dan Phillips, who was a close second to Sam, died at 76. Sam had a stroke. Dan had pancreatic cancer. And Chinky Hansen died when he got run over by one of my tractors. And they were all 76, and they were all the heart and soul, the backbone of the farming community in which I grew up. I'm the last, I'm the last one in that line. So I think I'll move out of Framingham before I get to be 76.
Smart. Just for safety's sake, right?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, find another farm. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gold medal winning goaltender was a 6-time All-Star. Famous for the eagles on his goalie mask, he won 2 Vezina trophies and helped bring the Stanley Cup to Dallas in 1999.
It's in Belfour's glove, I don't believe it! How in the world did he make that save?
So where is Ed Belfour now? Eddie the Eagle has always had a passion for muscle cars and hot rods. He spends most of his time repairing and customizing classic cars at his customization shop, Carmen Custom. Ed is proud to watch his son Dane between the pipes, currently playing for the University of Nebraska, Omaha. In 2011, Ed finally got the honor he so richly deserved.
Please welcome Ed Belfour, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Eddie the Eagle, flying high. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that much of the natural soy protein used in foods, from your workout protein bars to baby formulas, is bathed in a toxic explosive chemical solvent called hexane. Hexane is a neurotoxic substance that's a byproduct of gasoline refining. Products such as Clif Bars with the label made with organic oats and soybeans are required by law to have 70% organic ingredients, but the remaining 30% can legally be contaminated with hexane. Not only is hexane used in most American soy-based products, but Martek Biosciences Corporation, which makes soy infant formula, suffered a wastewater explosion caused by hexane pollution. But fully organic soy products happily contain no hexane residues. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Prices are going up, and this time they're messing with your mind. Here's the social science of it.
I've seen the future. I can't afford it.
It's a twist on Weber's law, the just noticeable difference. When price increases are small, spread out over time, we hardly pay them any attention. Your brain never adds up all the little increases. Today's price increases are different. They're big. And then another big jump hits before we can forget the last big increase. When price increases are obvious, they bug us both financially and psychologically. What's the cheap psychological trick? You may feel out of control, but you have more control than you think. When you cut back, no matter the reason, focus on the savings, no matter how small, and you'll find yourself dealing with bad times better, which aren't your fault. What do you think about this one? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Sound Drop is musical geometry. Draw lines to create music. Is this just a free waste of time? Sound Drop.
Struck out.
The Movie Man's Big Hero 6 second review starts now.
A delightfully puntastic adventure for the family. Call her the kids and see Mr. Peabody and Sherman. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Disney's Big Hero 6 from the creators of Frozen and Wreck-It Ralph in 3D November 7th.
From those of you who are interested in investments, there have been a number of IPOs recently that have done quite well. I'm wondering if you would watch the, this is the code, MTCH. It's the Match Group, which is Match.com, OkCupid, and I think Tinder is in there too, isn't it? What is, isn't Tinder? We've talked
Tinder
about
separately. Yep. Is yeah. it Tinder's in there too?
Okay. I think Tinder's in there as well. Yeah. So they're going to go public, and it, they expect they're going to be able to bring in about $2.5 to $3 million. I'm sorry, $1 billion.
It's a big business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is. I mean, dating. Online, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And this is apparently the biggest company. They made $133 million in profit last year. So, you know, you consider all the dollars that go through there, all the people who do it. So if you're interested in investing, you might want to look at Match.com going public 51 after the hour.